moderator. IPG23 welcomes the high value of this discussion, thanking the panelists for their precious considerations. We are deeply concerned for the imperiling landscape that vulnerable people and fragile countries have to face, not only because of the COVID-19 pandemic, but even for the weakness of the global responses so far adopted, unable to balance the asymmetrical impact of the crisis and to grant equal access to recovery assets. We cannot overcome any of the huge global challenges ahead of us until the international community and the UN member states concretely agree on and deliver the needed responses. Most of them are willfully set aside instead of being pushed forward. The path to an inclusive, coherent and sustainable recovery has to be outlined by multilateral measures, firstly directed to remove the structural obstacles to development, which mostly lay on the global economic and financial architecture and its governance and regulatory system. A structural transformation by means of systemic reforms within the UN framework is needed to remove these obstacles and reverse the ever more unacceptable global inequities, such as the crippling restriction of the policy and fiscal space of low and middle income countries, the lack of a fair and UN-centered debt workout and relief mechanism, the unjust tax dumping of multinational enterprises, the absence of universal health coverage and social protection floors, the democracy and accountability deficits in the global financial institutions, the unbalanced rules of the world trade and investments regime and to access science and technology assets, the hidden conditionalities of development assistance. Many of the people suffering today will still be in danger when the next crisis will come, unless the commitments of the 2030 Agenda and the truly transformational approach based on solidarity and international cooperation will be finally translated in concrete steps as the ones discussed today. Distinguished panelists, which global systemic reform would you firstly suggest to connect and enhance the recommendations and policy solutions for an equitable and human rights-based recovery you have explored today? Thank you.